Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Busy as Mondays typically are, the fifth and final Monday of the month. It's the 18th Monday of the year, and International Dance Day, established in 1982 to bring more attention to the art of dance at a time when breakdancing was sweeping the nation. You remember that? Although today has a lot more to do with ballet than breakdancing, but all dance is being celebrated today. On the food calendar, it's Shrimp Scampi Day. Need I say more? Perhaps you had some over the weekend at your favorite local joint, and I do hope that you had a fantastic weekend doing whatever it is you love to do and eating whatever you love to eat. People in several states did not have a fantastic weekend thanks to severe weather, and many of them still cleaning up today after more than 130 tornadoes were reported in the middle of the country between Friday and today. Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana.
We do have injuries reported. People being hauled out in ambulance right now. It doesn't look like any fatalities at this time. The weather does not seem to be clear at this time, so we have lots of lightning and lots of flooding and lots of possibilities for more tornadoes.
That's Trinity County, Texas Sheriff Woody Wallace. Of course, severe weather in several states also caused some airline issues, so check on that if you are traveling today. If you were paying attention over the weekend, you know, comments from President Biden at Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner, and this comment on the Howard Stern Show.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate it.
All made for lots of conversation and debate over the weekend on all the weekend shows, along with Trump's trial. But the big takeaway from the weekend is a meeting between Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Say what? Former allies turned rivals during the presidential primaries met in Miami yesterday. According to WSVN-TV and other Miami news outlets, the two met privately for several hours, DeSantis agreeing to help Trump campaign in Florida, and who knows what else he agreed to and what else they talked about. Like I said, several news sources saying the meeting lasted several hours. Now, if you've been listening, you know several weeks ago, I said anything is possible in politics, and I would not count out Ron DeSantis as a possible Trump running mate. You remember that was the original dream ticket, right? Trump DeSantis 2024. That was the dream ticket. Then Trump started calling him DeSanctimonious, and you know, it got all political. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, you know, little Marco, you remember that? His name has also come up in the VP conversation as well. But very interesting Trump and DeSantis meeting for several hours in Miami yesterday. And a new CNN poll released yesterday shows the former president leading President Biden by 6 percentage points, with 49% of voters polled now planning to vote for Donald Trump, with 43% still planning to vote for President Biden, which is actually 2% less than the last CNN poll. And it's probably worth noting that this is a CNN poll. And here's my disclaimer: polls don't really matter. If you remember, in 2016, Hillary Clinton was winning all the polls, but it's definitely better having the polls in your favor, right? This is Newsmax host Lydia Serrani.
The message is clear. Americans want Donald Trump back in the White House. Despite facing numerous charges, the media calling him the next Hitler, Trump's former colleagues in prison for simply doing their jobs, and even as Trump himself now faces life behind bars, real Americans love and respect President Trump.
USA! 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 USA!
You see that scene? That's in deep blue Manhattan. But it's a similar one everywhere Trump goes. Thousands of people show up. They chant 4 more years, USA, USA. On Thursday, Trump visited that construction site, a site he knows all too well. As a real estate mogul, Trump helped build the New York City skyline. Although he's now trapped in a courtroom every single day, day after day, he's determined to continue his campaign, as you've been seeing, by hitting the streets of New York City. Could Trump win New York? It's possible, after all. Take a listen to this New York union boss.
We are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
How it should be and how it used to be under President Trump. The case now against him in New York is one that the federal government refused to prosecute. Did you know that? The claim Trump's team, they squashed stories before the 2016 election and bought silence from a porn star and a Playboy model. You know what? If all of this is true, which we don't know if it is or not, it's sleazy, right? But criminal? Come on. Even Boston University law professor, who, by the way, he's no fan of Trump, said on CNN, of all places, that the crux of this criminal case against President Trump rests on shaky, untested legal theory and includes several red flags.
There's no state case that shows a state prosecutor using the Federal Election Campaign Act, which is really the crime that the prosecutors are alleging here. The second problem is that there is no example of this statute that relies on an intent to defraud being such a broad general public. The idea that one would be defrauding the general public or voters, it's based on untested legal theories and on unprecedented applications.
You know, the prosecutors need another crime to fully convict Trump, but there isn't one. There isn't a crime there. And did you see the panic on the CNN's host face right there? I didn't play the entire clip because it went too long, but she kept trying to interrupt him. You know what? What's so wrong with giving the facts? But of course, again, this is CNN. You can't have the truth on their airwaves. You know, that host was probably livid at whomever booked that guy. Also, did you hear how he described the case? He called it unprecedented. The fact that that word, unprecedented, is used to describe every single case against President Trump, it tells you everything. That's all you need to know. There's a reason no one has ever been charged like this before, because they weren't the front runner for the White House ever before.
That's Lydia Serrani on Sunday Agenda. It's funny how more and more people are saying the quiet part out loud on CNN, right? Trump's trial in New York will resume tomorrow with testimony expected from some banker. And then Wednesday, which is the day that Judge Juan Merchan is using each week of the trial to handle the business of his other cases, Trump has rallies scheduled in Wisconsin and Michigan. Again, that's this Wednesday, day after tomorrow. Wisconsin in the afternoon, Michigan at night, and then back to New York to be in court on Thursday. Former president also has a rally scheduled this coming Saturday in Wildwood, New Jersey. There is just no slowing him down. This is former New York Congressman and host of Wake Up America Weekend Edition, Michael Grimm.
We have the former president of the United States stuck in a courtroom in New York defending himself from a bogus, politically contrived witch hunt designed to do two things: keep him off the campaign trail and siphon off his finances. We have this same former president sending his legal team to the Supreme Court of the United States to defend yet another politically motivated persecution and his right to presidential immunity. And that's for acts that he made while he was the sitting president. You know, the radical left has no problem tearing down the protection from prosecutions for the future commanders-in-chief, relegating them to hollow, feckless figureheads unable to make any bold leadership decisions because they'll be fearing that they'll be held criminally liable after their office. So Joe Biden and his band of angry radicals will stop at nothing to stop Donald Trump. And all this is happening while Joe Biden spent the week embarrassing the United States on the world stage with endless stream of gaffes and gaffes.
Most significant investments in climate ever. The work that you risked your lives doing, lots of it. in a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years. Four more years.
Okay, that all happened this week. This is the very same stumbling and bumbling leader that has condemned Israel in the face of the heinous October 7th atrocities. The same one that sanctioned IDF forces and the one that hasn't said boo about the disgraceful anti-Semitic and anti-American protests that are plaguing universities from New York and California to Texas and Georgia. Which brings us to the second highlight. This week, we watch these hate-filled lunatics scream at police and openly support the terror group Hamas. That's the group responsible for rape and beheadings of children and innocent civilians in Israel. We saw Democrat Congressman Ilhan Omar join this hateful protest at Columbia University just a day or so after her radical daughter was arrested at the very same New York City campus. Of course, she was given a platform on MSDNC to try and convince Americans that these terrorist supporters are on the right side of history, and it's Israel that are really the bad guys.
They don't want their parents' money to go in supporting a genocide that they oppose. And so I do believe that history is going to be on their side. And these members who think this is a political opportunity to turn the world against these people who are standing for a morally just right cause are going to be looked at and mocked in history.
It's disgraceful is the only word that comes to mind. You know, the so-called protesters lining the streets, you know, for blocks around the campus, they were taunting the New York City police officers, calling them KKK and pigs, while some confirmed their support for the Hamas terror groups that's backed by and supported by Iran. Anti-Semitic chants, death to America, burning American flags, burning Israeli flags, that's become the norm on many of the campuses and in the streets of far too many cities across the nation.
Newsmax host Michael Grimm, who is also a combat Marine veteran, on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern on Newsmax. That's Wake Up America Weekend Edition, Saturday and Sundays, 7 a.m. Eastern. This is what White House strategic spokesperson John Kirby had to say about the protests on ABC This Week yesterday.
We certainly respect the right of peaceful protest. People should have the ability to air their views and to share their perspectives publicly, but it has to be peaceful. We'll leave it to local authorities to determine how these protests are managed, but we want them to be peaceful protests, and obviously we don't want to see anybody hurt in the process of peacefully protesting.
Strategic communications coordinator, spokesperson, the guy with the longest title in all of Washington, as I usually say, John Kirby. And they are really, really being careful and sure to say peaceful protesting. We support the peaceful protesting. Everybody can protest peacefully. And as I mentioned at the open, President Biden, during an interview with radio host Howard Stern, said that he is going to have a debate with Donald Trump.
Can I tell you a fantasy I had? If
sure.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
I'm happy to debate him. First off, your reaction, and do you think that's ever going to happen? I see you nodding, my friend.
Well, that's where the staff was in the back going, no, don't say that out loud. They're terrified of that juxtaposition of having someone like Donald Trump who's with it, who has policies that the people of this country actually support overwhelmingly. They think he's better on the economy, the border, crime. They think he's better on foreign relations because he is. Standing up next to someone in Joe Biden who forget for a moment the physical decline, the cognitive decline. He can't put together sentences when he has the questions and the answers right in front of him. He knows what reporter to call on. You're telling me he's going to be able to stand up on stage for that long with Donald Trump? Listen, in these debates, what you want to do is tamp down expectations. I understand that. However, I think the country, especially those on the right, would love to see this because Joe Biden is lost without those speaking aids. Even when he has them, it's not good. And so standing side by side, if Trump can let that president speak. it's going to be a real problem for them, not just with the cognitive and the physical decline, but the policy prescriptions are wrong for this country. They put America last, and the people will see that. There is no way his staff wants him to stand up on that debate stage.
That's former Trump campaign press secretary Hogan Gidley on Saturday Report with Rita Cosby, who is also a radio host. Now, Rita and a lot of other people will probably talk about this. The Trump campaign and the Republican Party must hold President Biden to his word. They must hold him accountable for his words and force a debate. By the way, here's what President Trump said about Biden's comment.
We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it in the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
Basically, any day of the week that ends in a Y. You may or may not have noticed that there hasn't been that much talk about the border in the last week or two with Trump's trial, the college protests, and some other detractions. That's all by design, and that is why I continue to talk about the absolutely unacceptable debacle at the border, which, by the way, the border czar has still never been held accountable for, or anybody else in the administration. Let's go back to Lydia Serrani and Texas Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne.
They refuse to do the job. They're incentivizing this invasion, which has now basically become a takeover. Already 169 people on the terror watch list this year. Just this year alone were busted at the border. Again, God only knows how many others got in. Drugs are pouring in. We're seeing record number of drug poisoning, sex traffickers. It's up about 600%. I saw one estimate there. Congresswoman, this is a humanitarian crisis, it's a national security crisis, and it's aided and abetted by our own president. This is insane.
He's partnering with the Mexican cartels. He's basically giving them control over our southern border. When you look at these rushes that are coming up, there's a reason why they're doing this. The Mexican cartels are organizing these rushes at our border so that they can have the Customs and Border Patrol have to function here at this area while they have getaways going in over here. And the people who they are having as getaways, I mean, we're talking about hardcore criminals. We're talking about sex trafficker, drug cartel members, terrorists that are joining other terrorist cells that are already in our country. This is what's happening under the Biden regime. And they're allowing it. They're not even concerned, as you mentioned, about the 100,000 plus people who have died as a result of fentanyl poisoning, the 11 million people who have come to our country illegally. They don't care, because what is happening is they are having these folks go to areas that have lost populations with people voting with their feet because they're sick of those policies that they have in these liberal areas. So they're having them repopulate. So when the census data comes out, they're going to keep or grow their congressional districts. This is all about power. This is all about control. And as a result, our national security and our public safety are suffering from it.
How can you have a nation when you don't have borders? I mean, how is this possible?
It's a great question. And now I'll tell you, American people are going to have a choice. They're going to have a choice come November. They can accept this Biden administration that took away all the tools that were working under the Trump administration that gave us safe and secure borders and lowest numbers in our history, or they can return to law and order. That's what they have an opportunity to do, either go with the Biden administration. And what we're seeing in the polls is Americans recognize this. They recognize that crime is up. They recognize that sex trafficking activities and human trafficking activities are happening in their communities. And they're seeing all of their taxpayer dollars and their resources, such as healthcare, schools, housing, going to people who are in our country illegally, and some of them are committing horrific crimes. These crimes are being seen on TV day in and day out, some of them even perpetrated against our law enforcement officers. And they see this Biden administration completely turning a blind eye.
Texas Republican Representative Beth Van Dyne on Newsmax. Americans are seeing it, but not enough, because it's not only the Biden administration turning a blind eye, the mainstream media is also turning a blind eye to the border situation. Our border correspondent Jason Jones is still there every day and gives updates, and I'm encouraging more and more of those updates. The way the media has been talking about Trump's trial the last couple of weeks is how they should have been covering the border for the last 2 years. It should be a lead every day. The new redesigned White House calendar, by the way. I don't know why everyone, now even the White House, has to change their website every so often just to freshen it up. It was fine the way it was, but it is showing no events for President Biden today, although I'm sure at some point, somewhere, he will make some comments. There is a White House press briefing with Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and John Kirby will probably be in that briefing as well. Keep up with all of the news all day long on Newsmax, Newsmax Plus, and at Newsmax.com. Don't forget, Newsmax is available on most major cable systems, and make sure you're streaming the new Newsmax Plus. If you're not, go to NewsmaxPlus.com, get signed up. You can also get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts with great commentary and analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Hogan Gidley, law expert and professor Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano, and many others with special programming, documentaries, and more. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Enjoy the rest of your Monday and keep on fighting the good fight like my Tampa Bay Lightning will be doing tonight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.